Welcome to another midweek message from Myerstown Church of the Brethren. I'm Pastor Dennis, and this is Wednesday, October 28th, 2020. I want to share, first of all, a verse from the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 27. This is the New Revised Standard Version. Jesus is saying this: "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." Well, it was Thursday night on the eve of the crucifixion. Jesus and his disciples were gathered in the upper room, and Jesus had just told them he was leaving them, and they could not follow. The scene is part of what is known as Jesus' farewell discourse. You can read it in John chapter 13, verse 31, through chapter 17, verse 26. Four times as Jesus was speaking to them, some of the disciples asked him questions to clarify what he was saying. The first was from Peter in John 13, 36. Then Thomas in chapter 14, verse 5. Then Philip, 14, verse 8. And then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, the other Judas, in chapter 14, verse 22. Jesus promised not to leave his disciples orphaned. He promised to send another advocate, the Spirit of Truth, to be with them. And then he told them, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." In spite of what Jesus said, do you think there may have been a few troubled and fearful hearts in the upper room that night? In the minds of the disciples, the future was probably looking a little uncertain. Today, many are also experiencing troubled and fearful hearts. We're in the midst of a global pandemic. Over 200,000 people have died in our own country. Many are out of work. Some politicians tell us it will go away, while others say it will only get worse. We're in the midst of one of the most divisive elections in our nation's history. The nation is torn by racial strife, and all of this division seems to sometimes spill over into the church. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. Really? What's not troubling about these days? This election season, we've been bombarded with the world's answers to our fears. Indeed, many running for office have tried to stoke our fears, telling us if we vote for the wrong person, jobs will go away, the pandemic will get worse, and on and on. On that night in the upper room, Jesus promised he was leaving a gift to his disciples, the gift of peace, a different kind of peace, not like the peace the world gives. Now, we might wonder if the world really gives any kind of peace at all. If history tells us anything in this regard, it is that any peace the world gives is temporary. The peace the world promises is a counterfeit promise. Worldly systems tell us to look out only for ourselves. Worldly systems promote cultures of scarcity, where there isn't enough to go around, so we need to compete for those scarce resources. The world views peace as a temporary cessation of conflict. But from experience, we know that conflict will only raise its ugly head again when circumstances lead to it. As I write this, we're exactly 1 week from Election Day. By now, I'm sure we've all seen many ads and heard the politicians. Some people are afraid what will happen if Joe Biden's elected president. Others are afraid of what will happen if Donald Trump is reelected president. Both campaigns have tried to stoke fears in the hearts of voters. The solutions, the peace they offer, is a worldly peace. The kind of peace Jesus promises is not the kind promised by fear-mongering politicians. Often, we think of peace as the absence of something negative, the absence of war, the absence of violence, hate, or fear. The peace that Jesus gives us is not the absence of something, but rather it's the presence of something. The peace that Jesus gives creates something positive within us and makes something wonderful possible. It's not a kind of peace humans can create. It's a gift of God, a gift given through the presence of the Holy Spirit in us. It's a gift we sense most keenly when we give over to God our discouragement and fear. It's a peace that comes from giving up our desire to control things over which ultimately we have little or any control. It's a peace that creates in us confident expectation and hope about the future because we confidently believe and trust that the future is in God's hands. In this crazy world we live in, are you experiencing the depths of God's gift of peace? God's promise that no matter what happens, God will not abandon you, but is always working for your good and through you for the good of your neighbors and the world. Do you feel caught up in and by God's peace, in the promise that God loves you more than anything and will be with you through whatever may come? This peace that Jesus promised is ours through faith. Faith doesn't take away all those difficult and fearful things in life. Rather, faith and the peace of Christ we gain through faith keeps the worries and fears of this world from dominating our lives and defining who we are. Through faith, Jesus promises us peace, not an absence of something, but the presence of some things much more powerful, the presence of confidence, courage, assurance, and hope. Once asked what he would do if he thought the world would end tomorrow, Martin Luther replied, "I would plant a tree today." That's not mere optimism. That's hope. Not simply a lack of fear, but courage. Not only the absence of trouble, but peace. Jesus' kind of peace. A peace the world cannot give. So don't worry about what may happen next Tuesday. Look to Jesus and give him your worries, your troubles, your fears, and in doing so, may the peace of Christ be with you. Would you pray with me? God, we live in troubled times. There are times when we are afraid, when our hearts are deeply troubled. Yet we know that it is in you and you alone that we will find true peace. We identify with the words of St. Augustine, "My heart is restless, O God, until it rests in thee." We give to you our fearful and restless hearts. Give to us your peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good remainder of your week. May the peace of Christ be with you. Hope to see you on Sunday morning.